Claim brought back 55 cases of remains North Korea says are U.S. service members killed in the Korean War more than six decades ago. The UN command says they will be honored at a ceremony next Wednesday at a base in South Korea. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke of the remains Friday.
I want to thank Chairman Kim for keeping his word. We have many others coming, but I want to thank Chairman Kim in front of the media for fulfilling a promise that he made to me.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S. worked closely with North Korea on returning the war remains.
It was a coordination effort over the last month to be determined where they would deliver the remains to, where our plane would fly in, where they would be taken to for the initial review. So all of that went well.
U.S. President Trump is also praising new economic data released Friday, saying the United States,
once again, we are the economic envy of the entire world.
Trump is celebrating data showing the U.S. economy surged in the April-June quarter to an annual growth rate of 4.1%. The president predicted that as he renegotiates trade deals, future numbers will be even higher. President Trump has been trying to highlight economic gains ahead of the 2018 midterm elections. Pakistan's Election Commission Friday declared former cricket star Imran Khan's party the winner of Pakistan's historic third consecutive election of a civilian government, but Khan did not win an outright majority and must form a coalition. Shahbaz Sharif, who heads the party of ex-jailed Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, earlier rejected the results, charging widespread fraud and manipulation. A European Union monitoring team gave a passing grade to the election. This is VOA News. A court-ordered deadline has passed for U.S. officials to reunite all eligible children who were separated from their parents after entering the country. VOA's Philip Alexio has that story.
U.S. officials said they expected to reunite all eligible children who had been separated from their parents after entering the country illegally by Thursday's court-ordered deadline. However, it was not immediately clear if that goal was met. In a court filing Thursday, the Justice Department said that more than 1,400 children, 5 years and older, had been reunited so far. Another 378 were released in what it calls appropriate circumstances, meaning they were turned over to sponsors who can properly care for them. 700 children are still in government custody, and their fates remain uncertain. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Fire officials in Northern California say a bulldozer operator has been killed and three firefighters have been injured in a battle against a raging wildfire. Cal Fire spokesman Scott McLean says on CBS This Morning, only a small part of the car fire is contained.
Yesterday afternoon late, it was only 6% contained. Due to the fire activity during the course of into the evening when it blew into West Reading, where we are standing right now, you can see the fire behind me as they're doing some firing operations. It's still going to be at 6%, probably even less.
Authorities suspect arson in the Southern California fire and have arrested a suspect. The UN Migration Agency said for the fifth straight year, at least 1,500 migrants have perished in the Mediterranean, with the route between Libya and Italy being the deadliest.
1,111 deaths were recorded on the central route for only 18,000 arrivals. So it's one of every 18, or you could actually say one of every 19 attempt ends in death, because you have to add the 1,000-plus deaths to the 18,000-plus arrivals.
Spain, which has overtaken Italy as a preferred destination, has registered nearly 21,000 migrants so far this year, almost more than all of last year. In all, about 55,000 migrants have reached European shores so far this year, against more than double that number at this time last year. South Africa's former president Jacob Zuma said Friday his lawyers had faith they would get the case against him dropped after making his third court appearance. Zuma faces corruption charges relating to a $2.5 billion arms deal. Greek authorities suspect arson may have caused this week's wildfires that killed at least 82 people and left an unknown number missing. Fires broke out Monday and tore through a coastal area northeast of Athens. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.